from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta residents on the West Side elected Antonio Brown to be their new city councilman during a runoff election last night. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
34-year-old businessman Antonio Brown defeated former Atlanta Public Schools board member Byron Amos in the runoff. With just over 1,200 people casting ballots, Brown won 53% of the vote to claim the District 3 post. He spoke to 11 Alive during his victory party.
My campaign was really driven by the people, and I believe the people were tired, and they wanted their voices to be heard. And that is the reflection of the outcome today.
Brown now fills the vacant seat formerly held by the late Ivory Lee Young Jr., who died in November. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The first of six regional forums addressing the mental health of children was held at the Carter Center this week. The goal is to connect mental health providers with schools. Maribel Bell of the Fulton County School District says children are receptive to help.
Most kids will do what we ask them as long as we set the structure up for them and treat them like respected individuals.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 18% of Georgia children have a diagnosed mental health disorder. Recently, Governor Kemp pledged more than $8 million to increase the number of mental health providers in Georgia schools. Tens of thousands of students in the University System of Georgia will pay more for college next fall. As GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, the Board of Regents has approved an increase.
Tuition will increase 2.5% for full-time in-state undergraduate students. That translates to about $35 to $125, depending on the school. Of the 26 colleges and universities in the system, 11 will also be able to increase student fees in the next academic year. Those increases range from $4 to $50 per semester. The board did not approve a tuition increase last year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.